hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. It is Friday. It is the 12th of October, 2007. And this is an open phone Friday, 800-313-9443. We have the updated information on the Browns and where they have been kidnapped and incarcerated. And get your pens and paper ready to write. This is a long list. And I'm going to go through this once. We will have it posted on republicbroadcasting.org for those that are not in a position to write right now. Round, round, ready, write. So I'll give you that after the first break here. And you remember me on this program reminding people of one thing they're not making anything more of. And unless you can create life, then that means that was in the hands of God, and I'm talking about this planet. And that it would come to a point one day where the international banksters, Guido and his gang, would demand something other than money in repayment. Well, using the debt money system, it's a laugh, folks, because you can't retire debt money with a debt instrument. You can't do it. It's not possible. And there is no question as to why the 16th Amendment was ratified just about the same time that the Fed Reserve, the private banking agency that has gripped this country in a vice-like grip, never to let it go. And there's something that once the vaunted ones in the District of Criminals, they run up an astronomical bill. You know, how are you going to pay it? You can't even keep up with the interest on the amount of money that you owe. The time now is to cough something up. Well, that is going to be in the form of land. And I want to read to you an article out of Derry Brownfield's The Common Sense Chronicle, this month's issue. He pretty much nails it here as to what the bankers are going to do. Now, it's going to be a slow process, selling property, you're going and taking a mortgage out, having to default on that mortgage, and the bank gets the property back. You know, that's a profit margin for them. But what they are after here, what they are after, Sandra, I already have that. She's brought me a copy of the Common Sense Chronicle. Okay, thank you. At any rate, time comes when the note is due. If you can't cough up the bucks, you need that collateral to pay that loan. And this time, it's coming in the form of land. Supposedly federal land, which belongs to us, it doesn't belong to the Fed, because the Fed doesn't generate any profits. They don't make anything except rules and regulations to try to choke the life out of you. Or new laws in which it slants favorably, heavily, to internationalists to basically wipe this country out. Because, you see, we can't fold the United States of America with its high standard of living and its wealth. Well, it used to have wealth. But you can't fold this into the global governance scheme because it would stick out like a sore thumb. You know, the nail that sticks up, it's got to be hammered down. Well, they're hammering overtime. So I'll get into this issue. And this is something that I highly suspected all along. And I will give you the details on this right after the break. It ain't pleasant. But what you going to do when you owe the bank man and you ain't got no money in your pocket? Well, we got to start taking stuff and wait to hear what they want to take.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to give you the list for Ed Brown. He's been tracked down. He's in Lisbon, Ohio. And when I give these addresses, they have to be written exactly, and I mean exactly the way that I'm going to pass them on to you. One little mistake, the letter gets rejected, and you get it back. First line for Ed Brown here. Ed Brown, 03923-049 FCI Elkton, that's E-L-K-T-O-N, FCI Elkton, that stands for Federal Correction Institution, but that's the second line. They do it again on the third line. Spell it out, the Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line, P.O. Box 10, and the fifth line, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. Now, for Elaine Brown, she's in Danbury, Connecticut. Elaine Brown, 03924-049. Second line, FCI Danbury. Third line, Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line, Route 37. Fifth line, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. Now, visits for Ed Brown. FCI Elkton, Federal Correctional Institution, that's the second line, FCI Elkton, Federal Correctional Institution. I'm sorry. Let me make a correction on this.
Sandra.
Let me get my lovely wife in here.
Sandra.
John, go track her down, will you? Oh, there she is. Am I supposed to put visits? This, when they're writing, this is a request?
Well, that's the address if they want to visit, and then they can do a map quest.
Yeah, but also, you just can't show up there for a visit. You have to write them.
I would imagine so.
Okay, well, let me do this. I will put that out. We'll verify that this is what you need to do for the visits, because I know these feds are absolutely nuts crazy when it comes to, you have to be cleared before you can visit anybody at a federal corrections institute, and that could cause a problem as well. But at any rate, we'll hold back on that one because I want to make sure that I get it right for folks out there. Now, to send any funds for Ed and Elaine, and folks, the IRS is cleaning up all the details, the property, the bank accounts, anything. All right, to send money to Ed or Elaine, it's the same address that I'd read for you for Ed Brown in the FCI Elkton Federal Corrections Correctional Institution, P.O. Box 10, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. Now, what you have to do is put their name in there, Ed Brown, and his ID number, same for Elaine. And when you write...
It is different, John. It's a different P.O. box.
Okay. All right. So include, and I guess this is just a clearinghouse for funds. It runs through Des Moines, Iowa. So include, if you're going to send funds to Ed Brown or Elaine Brown, Ed Brown 03923-049, or for Elaine Brown 03924-049. Federal Bureau of Prisons, that's your second line, and the name again, Ed Brown or Elaine Brown. You have to insert the inmate's 8-digit register number, and again, Ed's is 03923-049, Elaine is 03924-049. And that is that would be your 1, 2, 3. That would be your fourth line. Your fifth line, Post Office Box 474071. What?
I'm sorry. For the visits, you do have to write first.
Yeah. Well, I want to clear that up before I put that out again. At any rate, and the last line, Des Moines, Iowa. And why?
Wait a minute. Another clarification here.
Why are they putting out two different P.O. boxes? Or why are they putting out two different zips, rather?
That's one zip code. That's just a That's just how they do it.
Okay, all right, great. All right. Post Office Box 474701, Des Moines, Iowa, 50947-0001. And again, folks, if you just put the 5-digit zip in there, it ain't going to work. You got to put the entire thing in or they'll reject it. They don't like people communicating with their federal prisoners. All right, to ship any package to Ed or Elaine, and you got to send it freight. To ship a package to Elaine, that's FCI Danbury, Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line will be Attention Warehouse. Got to get their attention. Fifth line, 33.5 Pembroke Station. That's P-E-M-B-R-O-K-E Station, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. And to send a package to Ed, and again, you have to do it as Ed Brown, 03923-049. Okay, that's first line. Second line, FCI Elkton, E-L-K-T-O-N. Third line, Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line, Attention Warehouse. Fifth line, 8730-8730, Scroggs Road, S-C-R-O-G-G-S, Road, Elkton, Ohio, 44415. And again, we will have this posted on the site, okay? And I'm not going to read that whole thing again. But at any rate, I'll make the changes. I make it flow a little bit better. I'll repeat it a couple more times next week. I want to get into... Scott Ritter has come out. You remember Scott Ritter was running the dunes over there in Iraq looking for the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had. Well, they knew he had them at one time because we sold them to him. And we told him to go get the Iranians. Or, I'm sorry, yes, their neighbors next door. Yeah, go kill them. Well, Saddam has been set up. He's been laid down. He's now taking the eternal dirt nap. I'll get into that, as well as the Derry Brownfield, the Common Sense newsletter, and Bernadine Smith just faxed me over the exact same thing. I'd already read that earlier today on another program I do on this network, Cashflow, where we're exposing the credit card fraud and the banking fraud. And folks, it's looking like a lot of people are catching on to the fraud that's been perpetrated in this country that hurts everybody except who? That's right, the bankers. And we're hoping to get this program syndicated in a very large number. And needless to say, I don't think any of these radio stations that pick this up are going to be doing any credit card commercials or any banking commercials. And that's okay. The banks are broke right now, or so they say. But at any rate, read it already earlier today, but I'm going to do it again today because this is important. And then one other thing before I get started on that. I get a, from Leela Publishing, I get an email here. RSG, the Restore Self-Government, it's an organization in North Carolina, has been informed that the state of North Carolina has already started issuing their North American Union driver's licenses, which contain a digitalized picture of the driver and a computer chip with a wealth of personal information. Other states are reported to be ready to start issuing these NAU driver's licenses. Many of us thought that the NAU was a distant horror on the far horizon, but it's already here through the secretive actions of the federal and state bureaucracies. We must all deluge our state and local motor vehicle officials with protests against these illegal and unconstitutional actions. And we must all get moving fast to stop those electronic voting machines. Now, there was a case, oh gosh, going back probably over 20 years now, there was a case up in Michigan against the Secretary of State. And what that lawsuit was about was the issue of the issuance of driver's licenses. In other words, the state telling you, well, you can't drive unless you have a driver's license. But there was a case that went forward that almost went through until, I'm sure, some cockeyed bean counter up in Michigan went, hold the phone here. Because if we come out with a ruling that says that only people engaged in commercial enterprise need to have this license. You know, the people that drive cement trucks or tractor trailers or taxi cabs or delivery services or your FedEx guy or UPS guy or, you know, your federal postal employee, which has got to use those roads. See, these people were supposed to have driver's licenses, or so they claim, but what they did for a cash-generating mechanism was to tell everybody, well, You all need driver's licenses. You know, there's freedom of movement. You can move as much as you want and any time that you want, but you got to have a license to do it. Folks, try hopping on trusty old steed and clopping down 35 on a horse. Or try getting on your bicycle and going out on an expressway. It wouldn't be very smart. Wouldn't be practical. But they say you can't do it. You can't use those roads. They're only made for motor vehicles. Ah. Well, there's another reason why they wanted you to have the driver's licenses. After all, they're starting to say it in California, aren't they? Well, we need national ID cards, which is hooked to the driver's licenses, and that probably will be the national ID card. Because look at all these illegals that are here. We've got to tell who's legal and who's not. In the meantime, they're still issuing driver's licenses to the illegals.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
So, let me see. We'll create the problem. We'll come up with a solution. But first, we got to run you through the mill to complain and whine that, well, there's nothing we can do, you know. It's going to be fair for all. And, you know, it's more of the Hegelian dialectic crap, folks. I mean, you want to have some fun? Go read about Hegel. Google it. Go read about the guy. A monumental piece of human detritus. But that's the dialectic that they're operating by. That you cause the problem or the chaos. You whine and yammer and cry about it. And then you come up with a solution. And heretofore, before they started a problem, it wasn't even a consideration. Okay? Now, on the subject here of our land is collateral for the national debt. And keep in mind that Ron Paul, I think it was last month, it might have even been in August, that he was on one of these national debates with the rhinos assembled, and I call them rhinos because they're Republicans in name only. If you read the Republican platform, you'd swear it was penned by Thomas Paine or George Washington. But that's just by the wayside. We're practicing democracy now. But Ron Paul can get on stage and say that, hey, we're $60 trillion in the hole. And the people that are running the debate don't even do a 30-second follow-up. Now, you would think that a respected United States uncompromised congressman that would get on national television and make a statement such as that would at least invoke a 30-second follow-up question, or at least the man would be ridiculed, skewed, and barbecued over making such an outlandish statement. But Ron Paul's a conservative, and so are his numbers. The real national debt is closer to $100 trillion than it is $60. For all the debt in the past, the present debt, and the future obligations of the federal government, it well nigh may be over $100 trillion. And keep in mind that the bankers don't forgive, nor do they forget. Guido, running his con game, is there to collect his interest. Now, the federal government is going to have one heck of a time next year trying to balance any budgets. Why? Well, right now they got to sell minimally $2 billion worth of debt worldwide just to function, make the government function for one day. So let me see. If we take 365 times 2, and other added expenses, we may be looking at a budget deficit next year of at least $1 trillion. And that's on top of the money that they already owe. That's on top of a tax base that is shrinking because, folks, there really is a recession going on. Yes, people are actually getting thrown out of their houses. Yes, people are actually getting laid off. No, the inflation figures are not running 2, 3%. They're like 11 or 12%. And we are in a major fix. A major Mac Daddy of all fixes. So it's going to be very fascinating next year to see the leading politicians try to wheedle their way out of this one. And how they're going to explain this away is going to be anybody's guess. But don't worry. In light of these money shortages and the high cost of living, Hillary Clinton will ride to the rescue with her national health care. Of which, who do you think is on the hook to pay for that one? And that's after the pharma cartels got in there. That's after the insurance companies got in there and have jacked health care costs somewhere around orbit of Jupiter. But don't worry. Here comes that Hegelian dialectic again. But don't worry. Yeah, we screwed all this up, but hey, we've got a solution for you. We give you Hillary Clinton and her national health care plan. Why don't you ask the folks up in Canada how well that's working? It ain't working real well. That's why the Canadians that had any money would come down across the border to come and get health care in this country. And doctors, I'm going to tell you what, folks. Doctors, being a doctor used to be a prestigious line of work. You know, with a Hippocratic Oath. I didn't say hypocritic. I said Hippocratic Oath. They have gotten plugged into the medical matrix, and they're probably just as dangerous as Guido the banker anymore. Doctors in this country and hospitals kill more people than what they save. But aside from that, national health care is not the answer. Can you imagine the cost on that one? Let's see, if we're $100 trillion in debt right now, what do you think giving health care to every man, woman, and child in this country that's either too lazy or too stupid to take care of themselves? maybe I should revamp that statement, and I will, right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
September issue of the Common Sense Chronicle, it's Derry Brownfield's. It's this month's September issue, Our Land Collateral for the National Debt. He writes that, "I consider Wayne Hagee," and I don't know Wayne Hagee. I know the Hagee that's the televangelist down in San Antonio, but I'm not sure I know Wayne Hagee. But at any rate, Derry holds him in some regard. He said, "I consider Wayne Hagee to be one of the most intelligent men I ever met. On our first visit, he was explaining the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and how the world bankers planned on collateralizing the world debt with land. Not just the U.S. national debt, but the world debt." And he said, "A listener sent me a copy of a report of the Fourth World Wilderness Congress, which was held in Denver in 1987. Now, over 1,500 people from 60 different countries were told that wilderness lands were to protect the reindeer, the spotted owl, and other endangered species. 90% of the group consisted of conservationists, ecologists, government and United Nations bureaucrats. The other 10% were world banking heavyweights, such as David Rockefeller of Chase Manhattan Bank, London banker Edmund D. Rothschild, and the Secretary of U.S. Treasury, James Baker, who gave the keynote address. George W. Hunt, by the way, an investment counselor, served as the official host and sat in on all the meetings. But it was George Hunt that wrote the report from which I have gleaned much of my information. During the first 3 days, the group was told that the Wilderness Congress was about beating the ozone deterioration and bringing the rainforest back. The following days were closed to the public, with only the bankers in attendance. The topics discussed centered around the creation of World Conservation Bank, with collateral being derived from receipt of wilderness properties throughout the world. This bank would have central bank powers, similar to the Federal Reserve. It would create currency and loans and engage in international discounting, counter trade, barter, and swap auctions, or actions rather. Rothschild personally conducted the monetary matters and the creation of the World Conservation Bank. Now, this bank would refinance by swapping debt for assets. A country with a huge national debt, can we say United States, would receive money to pay off the debt by swapping the debt for wilderness lands. And hold on a second, I don't believe that. Because why would a bank loan you money to pay off your debt and then swap out land? You're already in debt to them. Okay, so I don't believe that. But I do believe they're after the land. All right. Now, the plan was to swap $1 trillion of third world debt into the new bank in the long term when the countries won't be able to pay off the loans. Governments from around the world would give title to their wilderness lands to the bankers. Now, let me stop here again. You remember this big deal under Billy Clinton, you know, the Rivers Initiative and all the wetland stuff, and, well, you know, if a dog piddled on a piece of ground someplace and held the moisture for more than a couple hours, you had to buffer the zone around it because, well, it was a wetland. Yeah, it was a wetland. And when they first came out of the Wetlands Project, you know, this was supposedly under conservation, but they revamped that and buffered out the areas more and more around to the standing water or stagnant pond, okay? Now, under Bill Clinton and a lot of presidents, more and more lands have been ceded through the United Nations for heritage sites and, well, wetlands and rivers initiatives and that initiative and this initiative. And if you look at the United Nations plans, and they've got the maps for the United States, that over 70% of our land is going to be off limits for human habitation. Now, excuse me, whose country is this? Does it belong to the UN? And I'm all for putting a bunch of rocket jetpacks on the foundation of the United Nations building and launching that puppy into outer space. Because if you don't understand what part the United Nations is going to play in the globalist plans here, you better pack your bag and move to India. Or move to, and if you got enough money, go buy an island like a lot of Hollywood actors are. If you don't understand what role the United Nations has in this with their Agenda 21 and everything else, you better go to school. Now, George Hunt wrote, "Titles to the lands will go to the World Wilderness Land Inventory Trust. This trust will float into the World Conservation Bank by the unanimous decree of the world's people saying, 'God bless you for saving our reindeer.' Those people at the Congress were ignorant. They don't suspect anything. They're very naive, not stupid, but ignorant. I'm talking about the 90% that were not the world banking heavyweights. They were just there to save the spotted owls and the moss that grows on the north side of the trees or whatever. Doesn't matter what it is. The backward-walking salamander that it's in one little location, you know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a land grab." Now, Hunt went on to say that the World Bank loans, as they stand now, are not collateralized. They're saying, we want collateral. So when we loan swap this debt, we're going to own the Amazon if you default. They're going to make their bad loans good by collateralizing them after the fact with all this land, and somebody is going to end up with title to 12.5 billion acres They have multi-trillions of dollars upon which they can create currencies and loans, and they're going to begin to barter and counter-trade and loan swap against the United States. The World Conservation Bank, by the way, evidently, they have not heard the old axiom that possession is nine-tenths of the law. In other words, come and try to take it, sucker. But here's the problem. We have so many compromised, paid-off whores in the District of Criminals up there in Washington, D.C., that they're, without a shadow of a doubt, I have no doubt that this is going to happen, all right? Now, the World Conservation Bank is a scheme to monetize land. Now, this will function as a world central bank, and out of that bank, there will grow a one-world fiat currency. Now, this isn't a scheme conjured up during the Bushes and the Clinton administrations. The United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development was created in 1982. The commission published the Brundtland Report, setting the stage for unlimited enactments to take over ecology and environmental and pollution laws throughout the world. The report stated, "We will have a proposal for very harsh quasi-spiritual ecological laws for Mother Earth. Mother Earth comes first, mentality will arise throughout the world." Now, when James Baker made this keynote speech back in 1987, he stated that no longer will the World Bank carry this debt unsecured. The only assets we have to collateralize are federal lands and national parks. Now, Baker's definition of federal lands include heritage sites, of which there are about 20 in the United States, and I say about 20 because they're going to be added on a regular basis. As I write this article, Congress is about to vote on a proposed Rim of the Valley National Park that would include 500,000 acres of the national forest land and 170,000 parcels of private property, including many farms and ranches. Now, at the same time, there is a bill before Congress called the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act that would increase the acreage of designated wilderness by 50% in the lower 48 states. While our heritage sites take in quite a large number of territory, and by the way, you know what a heritage site is also as well, folks? Well, it's buildings, too. Oh, yeah. Where the Declaration of Independence was signed. What was that little hall in Philadelphia there? Oh, that's right. That's now a United Nations heritage site. Guess what? World Bank may own that as well. Isn't that lovely? Now, I started to say here, while our heritage sites take in quite a large number of territory, such as Yellowstone National Park, Mesa Verde, the Grand Canyon, and the Everglades, other countries have much greater areas. Brazil, for example, has the Amazon Conservation Complex, and Canada has the Canadian Rocky Mountain Parks. As I write this story, the list includes 851 properties in 141 countries, comprising over one-third of the Earth's landmass. Let me repeat that. As I write this story, the list includes 851 properties in 141 countries, comprising over one-third of the Earth's landmass. Folks, it's a very small planet. 75% of it is covered by water. 25% of it is land, and these people are going after one-third of that. Now do you start to understand how the maps that the United Nations just put out for this country that would buffer 70% of us off of our lands and herd us into cities like cattle? Are you starting to get the picture? Because what these whiz-bangy global elite have done is suckered us into one of the biggest con games ever perpetrated on mankind worldwide. And that's create money out of nothing, loan it to you, put the usury and the interest on it, loan you so much of it that you'll never be able to pay it back because you cannot retire debt money with a debt instrument. It's impossible because even Guido, the stupid guy loan shark out there in the street corner, will tell you, hey, buddy, you got juice running on this. We're not going to forgive you. No, we made a deal. And if you renege on that, I'm not going to come back and kill the golden goose. I'm not going to break your neck. I'm just going to break your kneecaps. I'm going to make it so painful you have to pay this back one way or another. But this government, in its infinite wisdom, decided to spend us $100 trillion in a hole. What do you think we got as collateral? More funny money? We can't, nobody's buying the dollar anymore because it's not worth anything. Nobody's holding it anymore. They want to dump it because it's not worth anything. What do you think the only thing that this country has of any value left? And I'm sorry, we can't order more of it because God quit making it. He's busy with the rest of the universe. What a gig, huh? You know, folks, if you loan me $20, or say I loaned you $20, I'll give it to you next Friday. Okay, see you next Friday. You know what? I'm a little short this week. I'll get to you next week. Okay. Now, when I gave you the $20, I didn't tell you you have to pay me $21.95 back. No, just give me my $20 back. That's a straight-up loan. No usury there. No interest, no nothing. Okay, I get my $20 back. Everybody's happy. But I loan you $20, and I tell you, oh, by the way, did I tell you? I'm going to have to charge you 100% interest on that. Oh, and that's compounded weekly. So next week, you don't owe me $20. You owe me $40. And after that, 100%, well, pretty soon, you can see my point here. You see where it's going. So what these international banksters have done is set up their system, their tentacles throughout this globe to loan money to people, and that's what they call it. It's really not money at all. But to loan this debt instrument to them, keep the usury, boy. Keep that juice running on that debt. I mean, it's every tick of the clock. It's still gaining, doesn't stop, no moratoriums on it. It just keeps going and going. It's like the little Energizer bunny for the world banks. Just keeps thumping away. I am just flabbergasted. What a scam. What a scam. Now, as I said earlier, the government's going to be in a fix next year. Because they've got to come up with roughly $1 trillion to run the government next year. About 60 million people are not paying into the Internal Revenue Service. Now, do you understand why they've got to huff and puff and try to blow your house down? This Monnier, or whatever the heck his name was, this federal marshal, making such a big deal out of Ed and Lane Brown. Wait a minute, you got your bad guys, didn't you? Oh, you claim that they owe $1.9 million to the Fed. Oh, but we're not happy getting our guys and confiscating their bank accounts and their property and everything else. By the way, rumor has it, and this is only a rumor at this point, that Judge McAuliffe is the one that actually wants the property. Hey, Judge, I got news for you. There are ghosts on that property. I wouldn't move there if there was the last place on earth in which to live. But just a rumor at this point. We'll try to verify that. But they weren't happy with just getting Ed and Elaine Brown. No, they had to turn this into an investigation to investigate everybody and intimidate them. They're being told that, look, we need money, so I'll tell you what, we're going to start making an example out of these tax protesters out there. We're going to get them shaking in their boots, and they're going to ante up their firstborn if they have to pay what they owe. You know, their fair share. Fair share of what? Financing my own destruction? Have you lost your freaking minds? Have you gone totally over the top? You have sold your soul for your weekly paycheck. What you are doing is not constitutional or even legal, and I don't give a hoot and a holler who tells you what agency is you have authority. You are wrong. You're dead wrong. Folks, we promised you something. We told you it was going to become more interesting, did we not? Well, I hope you're fascinated, because it's becoming rather interesting. In the meantime, no politician, no governmental agency, nobody with a heart has been coming forth and explaining any of this stuff. And quite a few of them know the agenda. In other words, what I'm telling you is they know exactly what they are doing. Now, does that put them in the traitorous and treasonous category? I'll let the supposed jury of their peers decide that when they're on trial. But don't worry. We won't have to build new prisons for them, because all we have to do is take the people that are in prison right now that supposedly owed the IRS their fair share, and we can empty out a lot of jail space real fast. We'll have a lot of room for your scrummy little butts. 800-313-9443. Are you awake out there yet? Are you hearing me? Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Continuing with Derry's writing here, he says, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, the first step in implementing the National Animal Identification System, or the NAIS, is identifying and registering premises that are associated with the animal agriculture industry. in terms of the NAIS, a premise is that any geographically unique location in which agricultural animals are raised, held, or boarded, under this definition, farms, ranches, feed yards, auction barns, and livestock exhibitions and fair sites are all examples of premises. That may be a definition some government bureaucrat will give you, but the word premise under the International Criminal Court Act, 2002, Section 4 states, the word premises includes a place and a conveyance. Now, why check with the International Criminal Court Act? Because on June 8, 2007, Undersecretary of Agriculture Bruce Knight, speaking at a World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, is quoted as saying, we have to live by the same international rules we're expecting other people to do. What international rules? What international law, I ask you, Mr. Knight? Oh, that's right. The one that we're climbing into with the North American Union to be good Globo citizens. And after all, we'll have to abide by World Health Organization and World Bank and World This and World That. Throughout the entire draft National Animal Identification System User's Guide, land is referred to as premises and not property. As premises has no protection under the Constitution of the United States, while property always has the exclusive rights of the owner tied to it, property rights are protected by the 5th and 14th Amendment of the Constitution, also protected by the 2nd. That's right. The word premise is a synonym for the word tenement. A definition of the word tenement in law is property such as land held by one person, leasing it to another. Webster's New World Dictionary, 1960, College Edition, defines premises as part of a deed or lease that states its reason, the parties involved, and the property is conveyance, in conveyance. Now, Webster then defines conveyance as a transfer of ownership of real property from one person to another. It is quite obvious that the bureaucrats in Washington had a very good reason to use the term premises and never mention property. By the way, folks, the pursuit of happiness in this country, it never was. It was the pursuit of property. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, not happiness. That was changed for a reason, as I just explained. Because when you have property that infers real ownership, that infers not a corporate person or entity, that involves a person, and he has inherent rights. Whoops. So let's not call it property anymore. Let's just call it a premise in conveyance. No problem. Now let's take another look at the wilderness areas and the World Bank's plans to collateralize its loans. While the wilderness area covers about one-third of the Earth's surface, they are wilderness areas for a good reason. They were useless or difficult to homestead, farm, or use in constructive manner. Worldwide, the best and more valuable land is occupied by farmers, ranchers, and people with the ambition to produce. Wouldn't the world bankers rather have some productive property than mountains, deserts, and swamps? I'm convinced that the word premise will be put on encumbrance on your deeds. The bankers say they want to monetize land. It's your land and my land they want to monetize. Another couple of paragraphs on this when we get back. This is important stuff, folks, because the only thing left of value that is real estate. And they ain't making no more of that. 800-313-9443. Has everybody gone dumb, deaf, and silent today? We'll find out next hour. Hour two coming up, folks. With